It's Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be with you today. We're going to get right into our study. We've been studying in the book of Jeremiah. We are now at the 46th chapter, and if you'd like to follow along, you can turn over there with us, 43rd chapter. It's been a good study, and I think we're going to continue on. Let's get right into our study. Chapter 46, and this is a, in this chapter, there's several insights about God and His plan for the world. Although God chose Israel for a special purpose, He loves all people and wants them to come to Him. He's holy. He'll not tolerate sin. He hasn't changed. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. You can bank on that one. He doesn't change, and He is the same. Now, as we read this, we'll find out a little bit about what God's plan is. Let's go ahead and start in chapter 46 and verse 1. That which came as the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet concerning the nations. This is concerning the nations. This is what God's outlook on the world and the nations. To Egypt, concerning the army of Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, which was by the Euphrates River at Carchemish, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, defeated in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. Line up the shield and buckler, and draw near for the battle. Harness the horses, and mount the steeds, and take your stand with helmets on. Polish the spears, put on the scale armor. Why have I seen it? They're terrified. They're drawing back, and their mighty men are defeated and have taken refuge in flight without facing back. Terror, terror is on every side, declares the Lord. Let not the swift man flee, nor the mighty man escape. In the north, beside the river Euphrates, they have stumbled and fallen. Who is this that rises like the Nile, like the rivers, whose waters surge about? Egypt rises like the Nile, even like the rivers whose waters surge about. And He has said, I will rise and cover that land. I will surely destroy the city and its inhabitants. Go up, you horses, and drive madly, you chariots, that the mighty men might march forward, Ethiopia and Put, that handle the shield, and the Lydians that handle and bend the bow, for that day belongs to the Lord of hosts, a day of vengeance, so as to avenge Himself on His foes, and the sword will devour and be satiated, and drink its fill of their blood. For there will be a slaughter for the Lord God of hosts in the land of the north by the Euphrates, the river Euphrates. Go up to Gilead and obtain balm, O virgin daughter of Egypt. In vain have you multiplied remedies. There is no healing for you. The nations have heard of your shame, and the earth is full of your cry of distress, for one warrior has stumbled over another, and both of them have fallen down together. This is the message which the Lord spoke to Jeremiah the prophet about the coming of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, to smite the land of Egypt, declares the Lord. Declare in Egypt and proclaim in Migdol. Proclaim also in Memphis and Tahpenes. Take your stand and get yourself ready, for the sword has devoured those around you. Why have your mighty ones become prostrate? They do not stand because the Lord has thrust them down. The Lord has thrust them down. You know, God anointed Nebuchadnezzar to win this battle. And whether we like him or not, at the Battle of Carchemish in 605, Babylon in Egypt, the two major world powers, after Assyria's fall, clashed together, and the Babylonians entered Carchemish by surprise and defeated Egypt. This battle, which passed world leadership to Babylon, actually, was Nebuchadnezzar's first victory, establishing him in his new position as king of the Babylonian Empire. With Egypt's power declining, it was both poor strategy and disobedience to God for Judah to form an alliance with Egypt. The soldiers from Ethiopia and Put were from Eastern and Northern Africa. The men of Lydia may have been from Greece. But this is this battle put Nebuchadnezzar on the map, actually. And they have repeatedly stumbled. Indeed, they have fallen one against another. Then they said, "Get up and let us go back to our own people and our native land, away from the sword of the oppressor." They cried there, "Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is but a big noise. He has let the appointed time pass by. As I live, declares the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts, surely one shall come who looms up like Tabor among the mountains, or like Carmel by the sea. Make your baggage ready for exile, O daughter dwelling in Egypt, for Memphis will become a desolation. It will even be burned down and bereft of inhabitants. Egypt is a pretty heifer, but a horse fly is coming from the north. It is coming. Also, her mercenaries in her midst are like fattened calves. For even they, too, have turned back and have fled away together. They did not stand their ground, for the day of their calamity has come upon them. The time of their punishment, its sound moves along like a serpent. For they move on like an army and come to her as woodcutters with axes. They have cut down her forests, declares the Lord. Surely it will no more be found, even though they are now more numerous than locusts and are without number. The daughter of Egypt has been put to shame, given over to the power of the people of the north. The Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says, behold, I am going to punish Ammon and Thebes and Pharaoh and Egypt, along with her gods and her kings, even Pharaoh and those who trust in him. I shall give them over to the power of those who are seeking their lives, even into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and unto the hand of his officers. Afterwards, however, it will be inhabited as in the days of old, declares the Lord. But as for you, O Jacob, my servant, do not fear, nor be dismayed, O Israel. For see, I am going to save you from afar, and your descendants from the land of their captivity, and Jacob will return and be undisturbed and secure, with no one making him tremble. O Jacob, my servant, do not fear, declares the Lord. I'm with you, for I will make a full end of all the nations where I have driven you. Yet I will not make a full end of you, but I will correct you properly and by no means leave you unpunished. In 589 BC, when Nebuchadnezzar besieged Jerusalem, Pharaoh Hophra marched against him at Zedekiah's invitation. But when the Babylonians stood up to the Egyptians, Pharaoh Hophra and his troops retreated. Jeremiah had prophesied that Pharaoh Hophra would be killed by his enemies in 44:30, chapter 44, verse 30. This was fulfilled nearly 20 years later when his co-regent Amos led a revolt. God punished his people in order to bring them back to himself. And he punishes us to correct and purify us. No one welcomes punishment. Nobody wants punishment, because that's something that's nobody wants a part of. But we should all welcome its results, its correction, and it purifies, and it's something that nobody wants. And nobody will tell you that it comes around, but it does. It comes around, and sometimes we can take it, sometimes we can't. Sometimes we have to humble ourselves before God and accept what he has for us, and be admonished and be chastised. Because whom he loves, he chastised. Did you know that? If you're not chastised and you're not corrected, God doesn't love you. Did you know that? So be careful and be chastised voluntarily. And don't say, I give up on God now because he's trying to chastise me. I'm pretty good, old boy, and I do everything that he wants me to do. No, don't think of yourself as such a perfect person, because nobody's perfect. And everybody has these things that they are dealing with. Nobody's perfect. And you soon realize that you're not perfect. If you don't, then you're going to have a bad time. You're going to have a very bad time, because these things will come without announcement, and things will change in your life, and you'll wish that they didn't. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, help us to realize when God corrects, and when he comes in, we have to submit to his will and submit to God's admonishment. Help us, Father. In Jesus' name, we accept you as our Lord, our Savior, our God. Help us to be a part of your kingdom and not to be our own. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Well, go to our website, krciradio.com, and shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. We'd love to hear from you. And you can also write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.